Well, welcome everybody to another episode. It is Thursday, my favorite time of the week. We get a chance to talk all things nerd, all things comics, all things comic movies, you name it. We're talking about it right here. Welcome to Zia Comics Weekly. Joey here with you, and we're doing this remotely again. Got my man Troy checking in. What's up, Troy? How are you?
Nothing. I'm just kind of disappointed we didn't have Snowmageddon.
I know. I asked you, I was like, how's it looking over there? He's all, not a lot. So, yeah, not a whole lot over here. We didn't see it as much. Enough for a snow day. I guess not the typical snow day that we were looking for.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see the grass through the snow, so it's not that bad.
We thank everybody for checking in with us. If you guys are watching, remember to jump into the conversation with us today. We want to see you guys jump in. We'll start off first with, since we mentioned snow, Troy, let's start off with favorite snow day memory.
Well, I grew up, you know, Midwest there in Indiana, so I saw my fair share of snow. And what was it, the blizzard of 76? I just remember, and I used to have a paper route, so I'd have to, in the snow, you can't really ride your bike to go deliver papers. I just remember walking my route, which is in the middle of the country, so it was probably about a 5 to 6 mile circular route in the below zero weather. It was so cold, you would spit, and the spit would hit the ground and freeze.
Oh, immediately. My gosh.
Yeah, and then coming home, and my hands were so cold, I had to go to the bathroom so bad in the morning that I couldn't even get my fingers to grab the zipper to pull that. I was so afraid I was going to pee myself.
Yeah, obviously we don't experience that type of level of snow, but no. You'll go out and do a paper route in crazy temperatures. I mean, you do what you got to do, man.
Hey, you got to make that paper.
Yeah, literally.
Literally, yeah.
I think a lot of us woke up to thinking that we were going to see, a couple inches of snow. Some areas did get hit with snow. You were saying El Paso looks like they got quite a bit of snow out in that area.
Yeah, you know, that's one good thing Facebook is good for. You can find out all the weather everywhere and, any news that's going on. Because as soon as something happens, everybody jumps on Facebook. Hey, what's going on over here? I wake up and immediately you get snow pictures of everybody.
I know. That's why I was just like, I mean, it's only right that we have everybody drop in their favorite snow day memories. So in the comments, jump involved, get involved in the conversations. And we want to hear some of your favorite snow day memories. Maybe you're having your favorite snow day memory right now. I mean, I've seen quite a few pictures of parents. They probably called in sick and they stayed at home with the kiddos and the kids went to go play in the snow for a little bit. So. Seems like
school.
Fun.
School got canceled like yesterday before it even happened.
They were ready. They were like, we're just going to go ahead and cancel it now.
I think the Las Cruces City government's all shut down. There's nothing running. Zia Comics is open.
I was about to say.
Zia Comics.
Zia Comics is open. So if it is a snow day, they can drop by Zia Comics today. What's going on at Zia Comics? What do you guys have going on at the store? Feels like I haven't been there in a while, at least 3 weeks because of, well, we know why.
Yeah.
What's going on at Zia Comics?
We're been working on getting El Paso Comic Con set up, of course.
Yeah.
Coming up in April. There's a lot of work that goes into that people don't realize. But at the store, it's, you know, normal events. You know, you get your Friday Night Magic going on tomorrow, just different puzzle tournaments, different events like that. We're working on getting another in-store signing. I don't want to spoil it yet. We're looking at the end of March, beginning of April.
Okay.
And no, it's not an April Fool's joke. We're actually getting somebody come in. It's another one of the Power Rangers. So it's not JDF. It's not Amy Jo Johnson. So that narrows it down a little bit for you. There's about only 1,000 more people who've been Power Rangers.
I was going to say, yeah, you narrowed it down to about 1,000 other Power Rangers that there's ever been. So
I think me and you are the only people who haven't been a Power Ranger at this point.
Hey, we probably at this rate, Troy, could probably lie and say, yeah, we were a Power Ranger back in 94. If you don't remember, we were part of the Dino. What did we say? Dino Thunder Zeo class.
We were the border patrol part of
it. Oh, that's right. They did have one like that. It was like the special
border rangers.
Yeah, we're border rangers. I don't even see. You guys may have missed us. It was a short cameo appearance that we had going on there. But You guys also got comic book, new comics Wednesdays. Wednesdays is always the, yes, the best time to go get your new comics. And then and if you're looking for anything manga, they can always stop by Zia Comics.
Yeah, always expanding that manga collection. And it's just, that's the hot thing right now. They're telling such good stories. And, you know, then you got the anime accompanying it. It's just, they go together so seamlessly.
Yeah. And one thing I want to mention right now, while people are tuning in, checking it out, whether they're checking it out live, they look back at it. One thing I need to let people know, check out Zia Comics on TikTok today.
Yes,
you guys always got something going on TikTok. Looking at some of the last videos, you definitely see, I feel like there's always something new at the store. Like there's always something going on. That, I mean, we may not cover it here, but there's just a lot going on at the store. I mean, you guys are always keeping busy.
Yeah, it's a big store. We're always getting new product in. We're always trying out new events too, to see if they catch on. So some do, and we keep them going and build them. And other events just kind of die on the vine, and we don't speak of them anymore.
That's usually how it goes, right? It's like, oh, yeah, it didn't work. We'll slowly let it. One video I wanted to point out, and I'm telling you, Troy, I catch everything on TikTok for you guys. I'm that person. So if you guys post a video and right away you guys see a like, it's probably me. But one video I did see, and I just went to purposely like something right now just so you guys could see. But
yeah, apparently
you guys have been infested at Zia Comics.
Yeah, we have a gremlin problem.
Okay, for those that don't know, explain to people what gremlins are, because I'm sure someone watches like, what are those things? Is that a Furby?
Yeah, that pains. Well, even Furbies, a lot of them might not remember. Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I gotta update the reference because someone.
Yeah, they're about due to do a remake on Gremlins or a sequel. Yeah, Gremlins were. I think they brought them back in a Doritos commercial or something not long ago.
Yeah,
they were that cute little, like you said, looks like a Furby. Furbies were probably based on them. I think Gremlins came first.
Yeah,
and it was a little mystical animal that a dude stole. Sorry about that. You weren't supposed to, you know, get them wet, feed them after midnight. And was there three rules?
Oh my gosh. Now you're putting me in. It was,
yeah.
You couldn't make them upset. You couldn't upset them, right?
I don't know. I know you couldn't feed them after midnight. Couldn't get them wet are the two I remember.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, they did. Otherwise it wouldn't be a movie. And that's the cute little Furby thing morphed into that ugly goblin looking monstrosity.
Yeah. And like I said, you guys have them all over the store. It looks like you guys.
Yeah. We kind of hide them in the, you know, in the ceiling. If you come in and you're one of those people come in with your blinders on, you only look straight ahead and that's it. You won't see them. We kind of hide things up and around different areas in the store. So you know, every time you come in, hopefully you'll discover something new.
Yeah, and y'all need to be able to, you all should check out that and just kind of see some of the new stuff that they always have. TikTok is also a good way to catch up on some of the other stuff that they have. You know, we do mention new Comic Wednesdays, but also some of the different swag that you guys have there. I know you got the hat on, the Zia Comics hat, but you guys also have like some other memorabilia things. Maybe I would say that Zia Comics is perfect, especially if you know someone that's got a birthday coming up and they're trying to look for something unique. You're definitely going to find a lot of unique items at Zia Comics. I know I've always found, I mentioned in the past on the show, the Dragon Ball collection that you guys have. I mean, you guys have an amazing collection, whether it's figures, you guys have it all.
Yeah. We try to cater to things that aren't readily available. You know, you can't run to Walmart or Target and pick up. We try to carry stuff like that. And like you said, we got a ton of the anime statues, from just about every anime manga you can think of.
Yeah. Oh, they got you covered. You guys could definitely find anything that you guys need at Zia Comics. Also, not just items, but you guys also have sometimes, I know you guys come across some like pretty cool drinks that you guys have had there. I mean, that you guys got it covered.
Yeah. Yeah. We carry a eclectic line of of the different beverages. You know, we got the Rick and Morty energy drinks. I think we have some Hello Kitty, some Dragon Ball. I mean, just a lot of off the wall candies and drinks that you're not going to find in normal stores.
So make sure you guys go and check them out today. They are open. So for those that are wondering, well, are they, is Zia Comics on a delay like everywhere else? Nope. They're nope. going to be open today. So go and check them out. Troy, earlier you brought up Comic-Con and just kind of some of the works that has been going on. How's it been for you? I know, you know, we mentioned a lot of behind the scenes, and that's one of the things leading up to the actual day. I'm sure there's always something new that's happening whenever you're planning out Comic-Con for El Paso. But what's the latest?
I'm waiting on, there's one big contract still out there. Mm-hmm. His agent told me he signed. I gave it away. I narrowed it down there by saying he.
Yeah.
This guest I've been told he's signed. I'm just waiting to get the physical copy of the contract back.
Yeah.
Because until I have that paper in hand, I won't announce them. There's too many things can go wrong without that contract.
Yeah. And let me ask you, Troy, though, but do you believe in, like, I guess, because I'm not one to, like, if you hear good news before it's official, like, do you have that kind of, like, I don't want to spoil it, or then, like, you know, you announce it and then next year you bring it bad luck and doesn't happen? Do you believe in that? I'm like that.
Yeah. I don't want any bad juju.
Yeah. There you go. Bad juju. I don't want any of that. Whenever they're like, hey, you're going to get to do this. Cool. I won't believe it till I'm actually doing it, because
yeah, I don't announce it. I won't talk about it until it actually, I'm 99 to 100% sure that it's going to happen.
So we want nothing but good juju for Troy. Yes. And hopefully everything works out.
Burn the incense, got the sage out, and I'm doing all the cleansing.
Over here at Casa de Joey, it's different. It's Lysol and all the cleaners that you can imagine. So I don't want to confuse the two. So we'll make sure I'll spray some Lysol for you today.
Thank you.
That'll be my good luck to you. Alamogordo. Well, what's going on with the Alamogordo store? How are things looking out there?
We're kind of at the mercy of contractors. Mm-hmm. I think I told you last time, the roof over there is in bad shape.
Yeah.
And it's been patched over so many times. Basically, they're just going to take the whole roof off and redo it. So that's going to be the first step before we do anything else. And once that gets done, I think the rest is going to happen really quick. And we're really pushing to have that done by the first week in May. We want to be open by Free Comic Book Day.
Okay. So, and Free Comic Book Day, when does that land on?
It's always, well, I shouldn't say always. During COVID, it wasn't, but normally it's first Saturday in May.
Okay, first Saturday in May. So we'll be ready for Free Comic Book Day. Anything else going on, Troy? Anything else that you guys have coming up? Anything else that we need to keep our eye out for as far as when it comes to all things nerd?
Well, every Saturday we have the free board game night. So if there's any games we have that you want to try out before you spend some money on, because some of these games, you know, some of those board games can go from 50 to 80 bucks.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's a lot to ask for somebody that they don't know anything about the game. So every Saturday we have a guy come in and he'll demo any game we have in our games library, and you can see if you like it or not. And if you do, you can buy it. If you don't, well, hey, you saved yourself some money.
Yeah. And that's perfect, because you said, like, they are expensive. So you save money, and then if it's something that you're going to play and you're going to enjoy, because sometimes I'll admit we've bought something that we're like, it was not what we expected. And it just collects dust on the bookshelf. Yeah. So, but mm-hmm. I mean, that's cool. I mean, I don't think a lot of people know that it's like, if you want to, it's almost like a rip before you own, kind of almost.
Yeah. Like taking it for a test drive.
Troy, one thing, I want to get into some trending things today that I came across. And one thing that I've been doing since I've been home, and I don't know if you've seen this, this game called Wordle. Have you seen about Wordle?
I haven't played it myself, but I know everybody else in the world is, because I see all the Facebook updates.
I did not know what exactly. I thought people were talking in code. I was like, are they cursing me out? What's with the green, yellow? So you haven't played it.
Those little military awards they give you. With all the different colored dots across it.
I'll admit it. I downloaded it, played it. About two games in, I was done with it. I was like, because you would think, okay, it's five words. And, you know, for those that are playing it right now, let us know your thoughts on it. And just how addicted are you to Wordle? Because two games in, I'm done. It frustrated me. Now, this is a game that I think my wife would enjoy because she likes the games like Boggle and, you know, Scrabble and a lot of big word games. I was like, I didn't read the dictionary like she did growing up. So two games in, I was over it. So I wanted to see if you've even played it or if you've seen about it.
I haven't. I when I play games, it's for me to escape and not use my brain. I don't want to think. So stuff like Sudoku, I tried to do Sudokus for a while and I can do them, but I found myself getting more anxious and upset playing them than before I started. So I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna play Pokemon Go.
See, that is more for me. I don't mind doing that. I don't mind playing, like you said, it escapes. But once I got to start thinking, that's why I hate games like that. I mean, if it's something where it's like race to the finish line, I am totally fine, but it's tough. I've uninstalled it by now. And now that I see people posting about it, I'm like, no, that's a pass for me.
Yeah, no, I haven't started it, and I probably won't for that same reason. I don't play games to exercise my brain. I play games for the opposite reason, to kill brain cells.
Troy, you and I are thinking the same thing, man. I was like, I'm not trying to do all that thinking. Let's drop this question in for everybody. We want to talk about favorite board games since we were talking about board games at Zia Comics. Troy, what's a favorite board game of yours?
It's probably one you might not have heard of. It's called Here Kitty Kitty. It's a game. It's kind of like a Crazy Cat Lady game. You get points by bringing certain cats into your house or on your porch. You're basically hoarding cats.
Okay. So yeah, there might be some experts in town that are like, oh, I play that all the time.
Yeah, I play that in real life. Yeah, but I like it. It's a quick, easy to learn game. There's like maybe one or two rules. The rest is you do what the cards tell you.
Okay. Man, a game that I wouldn't even thought that it existed. And it's like, okay, so I got to step up my board games, man, because
I'm in on Saturdays.
I tell you what, I'm one of those. I'm still the fan of the Monopolies. I love Monopoly. I love the family fights that come with the Monopolies because, I mean, let's be honest, it always happens with the Monopoly. But one game that I've always enjoyed was Sorry, the game Sorry.
Right.
Yeah, I would get extra competitive with that with my nieces playing that game. And I mean, it's a lesson to learn because they want to win every time. And then when they find out that it doesn't work out like that, it's like, hey, well.
You get super aggressive with teenagers.
She wasn't even a teenager, man. She was 10. Yeah, I know. I'm that uncle that will not let them win. And
flip the board.
Yeah, it's like, no, you cheated. You roll twice. You're not supposed to. Yeah. Drop your comments in with your favorite board games. And you guys definitely go and check them out at Zia Comics. What is some of the most unique games that you have? Because I got to see a little preview of just like some of the different games you have. But you guys have like a lot of limited edition. I know I mentioned the Monopolies, but you have different variations of that. But you also got, you know, games like how you just said, like, you know, Here Kitty. There's some unique games that I don't think many people know about.
Yeah, we break them down by genre in the store. We try to, you know, your intro games, which, you know, our games are good for somebody who's just starting into gaming, not real advanced. You can pick it up quick and play. Then you have the family games, which are, you know, good to play with your 10-year-old niece. Then we have, you know, dice games that are primarily dice in the game. You have two-player games, and then we have our strategy and advanced section.
Okay. So
pretty much anything you like, we can direct you to that section and you can find a game that appeals to you.
And one thing that I saw, I believe you guys have Left, Right, Center. I believe I saw that game there too. Yeah, that's a good family game, especially around the holidays for everybody to play Left, Right, Center.
Yeah, it's another dice-based one. Everybody loves rolling dice. So if you include dice in the game, you're already halfway there.
And if you include some money, Troy. That's always a good thing too.
That's a good way to lose family and friends. So
yeah, especially when the money starts really racking in and you're just like, oh, hey, look, I could win $30 and then I can win 60 and then wait, you won 100. What's going on here? It's like family night can definitely end really quick. Let's turn it over to pop culture. Troy, anything you've seen? You finished Ozark, right? Ozark.
I binged that hard.
We are into episode 2 of the newest season.
You've already caught up that much.
Yeah, we caught up. Yeah, I told you, man. I've been here all. So far, so good. I'm really like, I don't want to give anything away because I know a lot of people are finally, you know, catching up. It surprises me, Troy. I don't think a lot of people knew that a new season of Ozark came out.
Yeah, I was surprised Jason Bateman did so well in a serious role. You usually see him in comedies.
Yeah.
But he really pulls it off in Ozark.
Yeah, I honestly started watching Ozark thinking that it was going to lean more towards the comedy because of Jason Bateman. It's weird to see this and you're like, wow, like, okay, we need to see him in the movies with more roles like this because I don't know. It's been really good to see.
Can you get farther in season 4? There's a couple shocking moments that's going to surprise you.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting. That's why I'm just like, okay. I was like, we're two episodes in. I told people I needed to catch up. So I caught up last season. We binged that. And now we're 2 episodes in. And I was like, I was really trying to aim to finish the show before today. And I was like, I think I can finish it before. I like gave myself homework. And I failed miserably. Peacemaker's new episode drops tonight. Have you caught up on Peacemaker?
Oh yeah. See, I don't have HBO Max. I saw they gave the first episode for free and that's pretty much what I saw. And what I saw, I liked where they're going with it. They're making him, like I said, it's kind of like DC's version of Deadpool.
Yeah.
He's just violent for the sake of being violent. like he says, you know, he will have peace no matter how many men, women, and children he has to kill to do it.
And he does a very good job at keeping the peace. We'll say that. New episode is out tonight for you guys to watch it on HBO Max. But one thing that is trending from that show is the pop culture references that John Cena gave in the last episode. And for those that are wondering, just a little insight, they're talking about like who they could have framed to go to jail. And right. John Cena starts listing. And what's crazy about this is that this is all improv. He listed, and I'm looking at the number right now, 60 different names, all improv, off the top of his head, 60 different names in this dialogue. And, oh, man, you just got to give him props. I mean, anywhere from Ariana Grande to Drake to the cast of Riverdale, he named every single person, and people are talking about that, that like, wow, like that wasn't a script. That was John being John.
Wow. Yeah, I think he was born for that role because he really fits it perfectly.
Oh, man. And I think a lot of people don't understand his comedic chops. They're up there, man.
Yeah. Yeah, his timing is really good with the comedy.
Yeah, I was like, man, I couldn't even think of that many people. He was 60 people. I was like, I have to do pop culture on a daily, and I couldn't think of 60 people. He listed 60 different people. I think at one point he mentioned Optimus Prime. Troy, look up the clip. Whenever you get a chance, look up the clip. It's just him literally listing a bunch of names, and he does a great job. Does a really good job.
I barely have 60 words in my vocabulary, much less know 60 names.
I know. I mean, if we let him go on an episode one day, I think he can go a full 30 minutes of just naming names. And
wow.
You got to respect it, man. Peacemaker, make sure you guys go and catch that. You've been keeping up with Boba Fett.
I do have Disney Plus, so yeah.
Thoughts on Boba Fett? I've slowed down on my binge watching. I try to get to Ozark, but what's your thoughts on Boba Fett?
It's the past couple of episodes have kind of turned into Boba Fett's friends. He hasn't been too much in the past couple episodes.
Okay.
Which I don't mind, but they need to get back to the main story. They're doing a lot of side stuff, and I'm hoping they're going to use that to pull in to the main story because he is recruiting to build his little army. But I think they could have done it without dedicating whole episodes to these other characters.
Yeah. No, I mean, and that's oftentimes, I mean, are they laying the foundation maybe for more series? I mean, we know they got a few more other series coming out, but I mean, yeah, you kind of want them. I mean, because how many episodes are they running? Are they going to go the 8 or the 10?
I can't remember. But they're coming up, you know, they're over halfway there either way.
Yeah. So y'all got some catching up to do. Like I said, haven't caught up with Boba Fett. I think 2 episodes in. I have a really good idea of getting to 2 episodes for some reason. Just so I'm like, okay, at least I know where I'm at a starting point, and then if I'm going to commit to it, I know I can. So yeah, guys, go check that out. Of course, anything else we got going on, Zia Comics wise? Anything else that we got to let people know about while they're free today on their free snow day?
Well, like I said, we're open. So if you're local, stop in and grab some stuff to keep the kids busy, because I know school has already been canceled, and sitting at home with the kids all day kind of gets a little hectic. So you stop in, get them a puzzle, some comic books, you know, trade paperback, something to keep them busy and out of your hair for a little while, so you can go have some alone time.
Yeah. Or if you got to work from home, I know that is also tough to deal with while you're working and got the kids and board games. I think that's always perfect, because especially if the whole family gets involved, man, and it's always fun, and they can have a blast.
Definitely.
So make sure you guys go and check them out. You can follow them on social media. Follow Hot 103's Big Show as well. We're also on the Instagram at Big Show FM. And like I said, you guys got to follow Zia Comics on TikTok. If you are just new to TikTok, you got to make sure you're following Zia Comics. They definitely keep you entertained. And for those wondering about gremlins, they're like, what the heck is a gremlin? You got free time today.
Yeah, there's your homework. Go find out about gremlins.
By the way, Troy, I wanted to let you know. So you mentioned earlier about your snow day, and you know, we had our friend Martini, who is actually in Indiana right now.
Oh, he's still there.
Yes. And he just sent me a video right now of the snow in Indiana. So he's definitely in for some fun. So I'm sure your story today about how cold it is.
Yes. It cold. Yeah. Cold. And when that snow starts melting and it's still cold, so you get that slush, and instead of white, everything's gray. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, man, we don't know anything about that. I was like, I go look right now. I can see the grass now. I was like, the snow's gone.
Oh, yeah. Just since we've been talking, I think about 90% of it's melted.
See, we talked the snow away is what we did. So
it's all that hot air.
Yeah, exactly. I'll get it, because it's hot. Hot 103.
good segue.
good marketing right there. Guys, follow Zia Comics on social medias. You guys are on all the socials, right?
Most all. I don't think we're on Twitch or Periscope or any of those weird ones, but we're on the main ones.
Yes. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, I believe Twitter as well. Make sure you guys go and follow them, and follow Hot 103 as well. Hot 103's Big Show. Remember, whenever we do this, jump in on the conversations, like the conversations, let us know. We had a lot that we talked about today. If you guys see this, let us know your favorite board games, man. And remember, when you see us every Thursday at 11 o'clock, jump in on the conversation and share. And this is how we make this thing grow. And I mean, it's just two nerds having fun on a Thursday. Just, I mean, this is the dream, man. Just hanging out, talking about all things nerd. I mean, I enjoy the Thursdays.
Good. And I'm doing something right.
Troy, thank you so much. And for all those out there, this has been another edition of Zia Comics Weekly. We do this every Thursday at 11 o'clock. We'll see you next Thursday.
Later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.